Jesse and I are with you this morning, and our last night, the draw was announced for the A-plus contracting Hunter Valley Mining Charity Rugby League Day, which happens every year, minus last year, to support the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service. Tickets are on sale now as well. To give us all the details, organiser Danny Ether joins me this morning. Danny, how you doing?
Good morning, Jess. I'm doing well, and it's back. It's exciting. Woo-hoo! Everything's right in the world, so... The footy day is back, albeit a few months later than what we had hoped. But safety is number one priority when it comes to this.
Yeah.
This event for us.
Exactly. So I guess we can start there with COVID-19 restrictions at the moment. What sort of things are you having to put in place?
Well, it's the stock standard. The check-in, QR codes, the sanitisation. But the biggest impact for us will be the fact that numbers will be limited per tech park. So we've put a bit of a self-imposed cap on our attendance. We felt that it was only responsible to do so. So we're going to have the capacity for 1,000 people to come along. So of that 1,000 includes our players. And about 500 general public tickets are currently on sale. So definitely we'll be able to have a crowd there, but not in the not to the grand scale that we would normally have in a normal year. But that's fine. We're just excited that we can have some crowds there, and they can support their teams, and family members can come along and support their own family.
That's exactly right. And it looks like the draw's looking pretty good. You did this last night on a Facebook Live. How many teams have you got?
Yeah, it was a bit of a funny old different way of doing our draw. Normally it's in a room with everyone, but we went on the virtual scene. So we've got 16 teams this year, so the pools have been drawn. So we're looking forward to particularly the opening round. We're going to see the Saxonvale Raiders. We've always given it a red-hot crack. Going against the Mount Pleasant Phoenix. So a bit of a battle of Musselbrook versus Singleton with those two mine sites being in their respective areas. And then we'll go all the way through. There's also another little opening round, which I'm looking forward to, which is the Mount Arthur Meerkats versus the Bengala Badgers. So I think it's the battle of the brook, we might call that one, which will be exciting. But which will round out our first games, first pool games on the day. So there's plenty of stories to be told with some of the rivals, and I know the bets and the wages are definitely being had between the teams and the players. The text messages were running hot very much last night across the valley, which is great, and that's what the whole event's about, is to having fun. We do say, it's about bragging rights, but at the end of the day, it's also about raising some money. So as long as we can combine the fun of that and for a worthy cause, I think we're in for a great day.
Exactly. Remind me, who won last time we had the day?
Yeah, normally we'd be saying last year.
Yeah.
So 2019, it seems so long ago, was the Wombo Wolves. So they'll be giving it a fair hot crack, I think. They've got their team. They're slowly rebuilding. They've had a few changes out there with some changes in their mindset. So I know they've got the team there. So it'll be interesting to see how they go in their first game against the Hunter Valley United Cobras. So plenty of interest is awaiting, and I think there's a lot of, if anyone's got any pressure at that team, if they can hold it together for at least nearly 18 months since their last game, so it should be great. We're really looking forward to seeing people there on the day, and look, it's going to be a little bit different to what we're normally used to. I'm calling it the slimmed down version, but we're just excited that we can actually run the event and really acknowledge the support of the community, but also acknowledge the support of our sponsors. I said last night on the live stream, without our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to run the day. And when I had to make that phone call to say we were postponing due to COVID, the support that we received was second to none.
Yeah.
And they were just awesome, and they've been fantastic the whole way through, and even our teams, they've been really great. So they've all stuck with us, and no one's walked at it. The decisions we've had to make, and the decisions we have made have been for the best interest of not only the players and spectators, but also our volunteers, who put a ton of effort in on the day as well. So
exactly,
we appreciate everyone still backing us, and at the end of the day, bring on March 20 for the 2020 version. We're still calling it that. And then the exciting thing is we'll give it another run in October, where we'll have this year's event take place as well, because the teams are all keen and they've been starved of any football action. So
awesome.
Which will be exciting. So we'll
exactly.
see two events in 1 year, and hopefully by October we can possibly get back to as near as possible of what we've had in our previous events. So.
Exactly. Well, make sure you head to the A-plus Contracting Hunter Valley Mining Charity Rugby League Day Facebook page, and also the Charity Rugby League website for tickets. They're on sale now. Danny, we will definitely be catching up with you in the lead up to this. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess, and appreciate your support as well.